I'm in WPR's Buck studio in Madison, talking with Carl Nichols and Johanna Rose, also known as the duo Nickel and Rose. Welcome, Johanna and Carl.
Thanks for having us.
Glad you're here today. Really excited to have you in studio to hear a little bit of your music, too. So how about we start with a song?
This song is called Life Goes On.
Under some old spell that makes it hard for us to even try. You're an angel without wings, trying to find a man, a bottle of wine. And I got a devil on my shoulder telling me it's gonna be just fine if I don't walk away. Don't got nothing to say. We can last another day, and life goes on. Somewhere to tell the truth, I don't remember why. You don't tell me where you've been, you don't even see the need to lie. But if there's a way for you and me to give this thing called love another chance, let's go out tomorrow night. I still remember how you love to dance. So before you walk away, here's something that I need to say. Yeah, I still miss you every day. That life goes on. Before you walk away, something that I need to say. Yeah, I still need you every day. That life goes on. If I should pass away, don't fall on your knees and pray. Just know I'm gonna be okay, and life goes on. If I should pass away, don't fall on your knees and pray. Just know you're gonna be okay. And life goes on.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, that tune you threw in the middle there.
That's right.
Arkansas Traveler?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was great. I like that. It's a nice touch on that.
Glad you noticed.
So, now you guys are based out of Milwaukee. And how long have you been performing together?
Almost 2 years now.
Almost a year
and a half.
Okay, and how did you get connected to start working together?
Take it.
Well, we both played in other bands around town, and we kept running into each other. And I think it was kind of like the summer, 2 summers ago, we just kept running into each other, and then we started playing music.
Well, your voices blend so nicely together. Was that something that just sort of happened, or did you feel like you really had to work at that?
It was kind of effortless in a way, but it did take time because when we started, we were just playing a lot, and we didn't know what we were going to sound like or what kind of music we were going to play. So we were just like figuring stuff out individually and also like together because we were traveling for months. So it just kind of, our voices grew together and they influenced each other, I think, subconsciously.
Yeah, it was pretty quick after we met that we decided, like, we really wanted to make music together, and we also wanted to travel. So we went to Europe, and we had most of half a tour planned, and then we kind of worked the rest out when we got there. But we kind of got to figure out our sound, like, away from home, and I didn't even know Carl could sing when we first started playing. I just always really loved his guitar playing, and then he started singing, and, you know, it was over.
Well, that's interesting that I could see where that would happen, where you go and you travel someplace where you're not in your home base, and you just sort of have to focus on what you're doing, the music, while you're traveling like that, to really sort of hone your sound. That would be an interesting experience, I think. Very helpful, I would think.
Yeah, we weren't concerned. It was positive because we weren't concerned about what our friends would think or what people who knew us thought. Like, everywhere we went, we were just totally new. We could reinvent ourselves every night if we wanted to. But it just made us look inward and find out what our sound really was.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that song you just did, Life Goes On, that's one of two singles you've released recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the other one's Hard Day's Work, right?
That's right.
Yes.
So is that the beginning of a new recording that you're putting together, or just two singles you just threw out there?
It is.
Yes. Those are going to be on our next release, on the EP that we're going to put out this summer.
Okay, okay. Cool. We'll look for that then. How about you? How about another song, if we could?
Yeah, let's do that. Hard Day's Work. Up on the reservoir with a bottle of whiskey. Today we know who we are. Drive with me, my Anna, to a beach outside of town. I'll quit my job and we'll live there forever. Or at least we'll live for now. today we know who we are.
Very good. Now, both of those are original songs that you've written, right?
Yes.
And I've noticed that all the music that you've put out there in recordings have been originals except for your arrangement of Red Rocking Chair. So what inspires you to write? I mean, what kinds of things get you? I mean, who does the writing? I mean, maybe that's the place to start. Who actually does the writing?
We both do.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Like, whoever's taking lead on the song probably wrote it, but then we have some. And then if it sounds really weird and mixed up, then we both wrote it, generally.
Yeah, I think we've been influenced by our, I guess, the music scene or whatever's been going on with us in Milwaukee. Because when we started, we were both coming from, like, different backgrounds. I was playing West African music. Johanna was in, a punk rock band. So our early stuff sounds like that. But then, a good part of our musical career together has been us playing with this bluegrass band called Thistledown Thunders. So there's, a chunk of songs that are very, traditional. Like, these two are from that point in time. And then our songs that have come after that, we've kind of revisited our more experimental beginnings.
I was going to say, I've noticed a bit of evolution is probably too big of a word, but a little bit of a shift from your first EP that you put out there. And it was more of a bigger mix, I think, in the styles of songs. And these two are in that sort of heart of that traditional music kind of feel to them.
Yeah, so lately we've been really into traditional music, but now we feel like we've kind of established, hey, Nickel and Rose can play bluegrass. So now I can move on.
The next mountain to climb, right?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Wow. So now you mentioned, you mentioned that you sort of honed your sound in that tour of Europe, but you're getting ready to do another one, right? Another tour?
We are. We leave in a week.
In a week?
From today.
And how long are you going to be gone?
Two and a half months, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Okay. So what's the draw to go over there then? You know, I've talked to a few bands that have had that experience of going over for extended periods of time, and I always think, well, it'd be interesting, but I wonder, is it a different feel to the music scene over there in terms of what you do? Or
I would say so. Should I take that or do you want to take that one? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really different, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of the point of playing music for me is traveling, and we're both kind of restless, so we kind of have to.
Yeah,
traveling is a little bit less expensive there, so that helps. But also, we are kind of—I mean, we're perceived as a foreign band because we are when we go there. So people are a little bit more open because they just know we're a band from America, but they don't have expectations. But when we perform here, we kind of have to let people know ahead of time what kind of music are we going to play. And that already gets in the way of what people are going to, if people are even going to come out and listen to us, because they're like, oh, is it folk, is it traditional folk, is it new folk? But once we're over there, that all kind of goes away, and people are like, well, there's this strange looking band from America, let's go see what they're about.
Well, that's cool, a little bit more freedom in that sense.
Yeah,
definitely. And and just to see, we go to Eastern Europe when we kind of discovered Eastern Europe last time. I mean, we didn't discover it. It's been known about for a while.
Really? I know what you meant.
But we stumbled upon it and made some really great friends and connections there. So we're going back. And so we go to Poland, Ukraine, and Romania.
Oh, Poland is Central Europe.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Carl,
in case there's any
you're
Polish
so smart.
Listeners.
Yeah, I do have a few Polish listeners.
Okay, so we go to Ukraine and Romania.
Yes.
And the cultures are just really different. And
sure.
So it's really exciting to be there. And it's just so beautiful and strange because, I mean, I'm not familiar with it. So it's just feels like the wildest adventure. Yeah.
Well, it's cool that you're going there because I think, when I think about going to play in Europe, it's Western Europe, you know. Italy and France and Spain, Germany, etc. And so it's a really interesting part of the world that you're going to. And you're going to be working on recordings while you're over there then?
Yeah, we usually end up recording there because, I mean, people are interested in what we're doing. So they like to capture it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why.
That's we my, have no idea. Yeah. It just works out.
Yes. Well, yes, we will.
All yeah. Right. But we are doing a little bit of Western Europe. We're starting in Denmark.
Okay.
So, yeah, but we try to head east.
All right. Well, how about another song?
Should we do?
Let's do Julian.
Yeah, this is the first song that we wrote together, so.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, kind of that chaos that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Take me to the river, let me float away, and let the water take me to another place. Don't you go too far, you know it won't be long till you will have to pay for all the things you've done. I left a little letter and I wrote your name. Now you will have to live on with all my pain. But maybe I will see you on the other side. Just you, me, and the devil, nothing left to hide. Thank you. into that river, let me float away, and let the water take me to another place. Don't you go too far, you know it won't be long till you will have to pay for what you've done. Oh, I left a little letter and I wrote your name. Now you will have to live on with all this pain. But maybe I will see you on the other side. Just you, me, and the devil, nothing left to hide.
Nice. Wow. I don't want to put anything on your music that you don't intend, but as we, maybe just because we were talking about Eastern Europe a little bit earlier, I feel like there's a lot of different influences in that piece that you just wrote.
Yeah, that was actually, well, it all goes together, because the reason why we went to East Europe for the first time is because we were both really into the traditional music from Russia and Romania and Ukraine and everything. So, yeah, that song was largely influenced by Eastern European, like, fiddle music, mm-hmm. and klezmer and all these things. So
I can hear that in the runs, uh-huh. in that music.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to squeeze as much as we could yeah. of that one song.
Yeah, we just had no idea what to do with it, so we just did everything.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier about your influences. I mean, you both have very varied backgrounds, but in terms of music, but say a little bit more about that. What kinds of music, I mean, appeals to you that you sort of bring into the stuff that you create?
Like Carl said, I had a 9-piece like rock kind of punk band when we met, but the music that like I've played in bluegrass for quite a while, and then I've also played like hot jazz and then just jazz in general. I think I kind of have like a jazzier qualities to my voice, so it's like the kind of music I like to sing the most.
Sure.
And then just folk music. I mean, I play upright bass. Bluegrass and folk music are unavoidable when you do that.
I was thinking of that. I mean, and jazz too, I think, in certain styles, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not like the best at jazz, but I really love it.
Yeah.
So I try.
How about you, Carl?
I think Johanna and I have this in common. We were both really into punk rock in our teenage years. So I played in punk and metal bands, but as far as like taking music seriously, I started playing music from like the African diaspora. Once I was like 18, I was playing Caribbean music, reggae, and a lot of West African music. And that was the majority of what I did up until Nickel and Rose. And I was always really listening to folk music, but never had the chance to play it professionally. So that, I mean, maybe not any of the things that people have heard, but it's really a big part of our sound is me struggling with playing folk music but only knowing how to play African music.
But I think it comes out pretty well for whatever that's worth.
That's kind of my goal, is to try to remind people of that American folk music is part of the African diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm yes. really working on. That's my influence.
Well, so like so much of American culture, I think the folk tradition in the U.S. brings in just so many different influences. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I think even jazz influences and just all kinds of different flavors in the stew, if you will. So, and I hear that in your music, and that's nice.
Yeah, that's how it's always been. And we've met a lot of bands who we feel like are really doing it justice, like bands that aren't afraid to bring in different influences and don't want to be, you know, don't have to follow what folk music is supposed to be, because that's what it really is supposed to be, is it's the music of the people, and if people are influenced by music from East Europe or Africa, then so yeah. it shall be.
Yeah, well,
so be it. Yeah.
Well, that's nice, because that speaks to the variety of the community. Because there's a lot of music that's being done in a real hardcore traditional way, mm-hmm. but then people are spreading that out, and that sort of fills out the picture, if you will, I think, and that's great. That's
yeah.
great. So when you come back from Europe, we're going to be doing the Shindig on June 7th in Rothschild. So we're excited you guys are going to come join.
Yeah,
play.
Too. Yeah, we'll be incredibly rehearsed.
No, yeah, you'll have a lot of road miles underneath you coming back. Yeah. So we let that to look forward to. So how about you? We go out with another song then.
Yeah. This is a song that will likely be on our next recording that we release. And we wrote it when we were on tour in Vermont, actually, last summer.
Dog River runs so cool, runs so cold, and runs for you.
Wonderful example of the blending of your voices. I love the sound of that song.
Thank you.
Thanks. So you guys are on social media, right?
We are.
So how about you tell the listeners where they can find you online?
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nickel and Rose. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter now. We're still figuring that one out.
I don't understand it.
Oh, we have a website.
Carl's
now,
in charge of that one.
Yeah. Our website, nickelandrose.com. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes and
Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. And we're all over the state of Wisconsin this summer. So,
what are some of the other stops that you have?
Home.
I was lying. No, I'm just kidding. We will be in West Bend for the Homegrown Music Festival. We will be at the Ragged Roots Festival in Wisconsin Dells. And some other ones.
Okay.
I can't think of it.
Go to the website and get
yes,
the schedule
all
there.
On the website.
Yeah.
There
all right. Go. All right. Well, Johanna and Carl, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was great having
We're
you
so
here today.
We're so excited for June. We'll see you then.
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And thanks to Tom Blaine, our wonderful engineer, for making us all sound great. So
thank you.
Shout out to Tom for that. And all right, we'll see you in June then.
Definitely.
See you then.